Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Welcome back. Junkies on 106.7 The Fan. We are live on NBC Sports Washington. As always, brought to you by our friends at Crop Metcalf. They're the official heating and cooling company of the Junkies. Looking to be their next five-star HVAC technician or plumber? Visit cropmetcalf.com to join their team. Jason Bishop, in your office, what is the temperature? Do you keep the thermostat at 75 still?
Well, in my office, it's warmer than the actual house because I've got four monitors in front of me. Mm-hmm. So there's heat coming off the monitor, so it's probably in the low 80s in my office.
You have more TVs and monitors than the Mandalay Bay Sportsbook.
Correct.
Stumbled on that.
I do.
That's terrible.
Right. It was terrible. Terrible zing when
terrible
you stumble.
Zing. It's just the worst. It's very self-loathing right now.
All right. Well, join us right now on the Mattress Warehouse Hotline like he does every Wednesday at this time. It's Mike Rizzo, President of Baseball Ops, GM of the Washington Nationals, as we go in the clubhouse with Mike Rizzo, presented by Burke and Herbert Bank, where banking is just better.
Mike, let me ask you, what do you keep your air conditioning temperature at overnight when you're sleeping?
Good question.
It's at 74 degrees right now.
Perfect. I'm at 76. Warm. I'm at 76, and I told the boys it's very comfortable temperature.
Yeah, but you know what? Mike is from Chicago, so it's always cold in Chicago, so he needs to keep it a little warmer than most people.
Yeah,
that's
but he's been living in D.C. in the hot, humid temps
for
years.
Yeah, but you know what? Those Chicago winters, they never leave you, Mike. Is that correct?
That's accurate, yes. The memories of those winters are tough.
74, man. That is – I put mine on 70 when I went to bed last night. I like it nice and chilly.
Well, yeah, that's icebox.
That is icebox.
Hey, I saw a picture. One of our listeners sent a picture. Did you go fishing on Monday? Can you tell us about this trip?
Yes, we did. We went fishing on the off day, and Davey Martinez and myself and our wives, and it was a rough day on the seas, man. It was a rough day on the water.
Where'd you guys go? Chesapeake Bay?
Yeah, it was Chesapeake Bay, up somewhere around Annapolis. I don't really know exactly where, but it was a fishing charter, and we had a blast. The weather got rough, though. The storm rolled in, and it got rough, and we didn't catch many fish. But it was the first time I'd ever been fishing in my whole life. So
Let me ask you this: did you feel once the storm came through? Did you feel unsafe?
No, we never felt unsafe. It was actually because it was really hot and the rain was kind of refreshing. But then it started getting a little gusty, and then it was pouring for a while. It was a good relaxing day off. We had fun and caught a couple of fish. Not many. We caught three fish that were actually big enough to keep.
I saw
I guess that's not good.
The one that Davey's wife caught, I mean, it looked like a minnow. It couldn't have been any smaller.
Yeah, that was kind of our joke because the three of us caught a fish and she didn't. That was the bait to catch the fish that she was holding up.
That's hilarious. Well, that's a good time. And look, you guys had 4 days off from games, and I'm sure you're happy that you've had games again after the 1-4 start. You're back to .500, and of course led by the pitching. But I mentioned this earlier. Your bullpen has been fantastic in situations which are tough, which is when they come in with inherited runners those guys aren't scoring.
Yeah, they've performed great. You know, our pitching is really good, and you know, we're starting to get our lineup back with Howie back off. He had a little back spasm issues for a couple of games, and then getting Juan back is huge for us, obviously. You know, we're getting some good performances by some good hitters. You know, Starlin Castro is you know, the hitter we thought he was. You know, great bat to ball skills, and he, you know, guys, you know, got 1,600-1,700 hits in his career already. So, you know, we're excited to play. You know, those 4-day layoffs, it's tough to kind of reboot and get it rolling again, and it just it worries us about, you know, shutting down for that long of a period. That's the longest period you have off all season in a regular year, you know, for an All-Star break. So to shut it down like that and to ramp it back up, we have to be extremely, extremely careful with our players so we don't break them.
Mike, talk about one of your newest additions, Josh Harrison. He knocks one out yesterday, a two-run homer for him. I mean, this is a guy, a veteran, who was released by Philadelphia. He was, from what I read, he was driving from Philly with his family back home to Cincinnati. He had reached, like, a verbal agreement with another team. And he had gone so far as to give his agent his direct deposit info, the whole thing. And then I guess you and the Nats swooped in and said, no, don't sign with them. We're going to bring you right up to the big boy squad. You're going to play for the Nats. Talk about signing Harrison and adding him to the squad.
You know, we like his skill set. You know, he's a contact guy. He doesn't strike out very often. He's got the ability to play about five different positions. He still runs pretty well, and you know, he's an energy bunny, man. We've been trying to acquire this guy for a long time. I just like the way he carries himself. You know, I like the way he interacts with his teammates. When he always played against us, I always loved the player because he plays so extremely hard. But he has such a joy when he's playing. It was somebody that we had wanted to acquire for years, and then when the time came and he was available. You know, we do our due diligence, so we call the people who have been with them and that type of thing. And Philly had really good things to say about him. It was a numbers thing for Philly. That's why I didn't make that club. And I figured that there's another good veteran presence that gives Davey some options and flexibility in the lineup, can really hit left-handed pitching. And I think a guy that would really be a asset to us in the clubhouse. So, you know, I called his agents, who I'd known for a long time, and then we called Josh, and he was all in. So we brought him right to the big leagues.
Right. Helped out yesterday.
Yep.
So, Mike, obviously just a crazy year, unpredictable. We just don't know what's going to happen, what the news is going to be day to day. And then, of course, you guys found out that you had that that series canceled with the Marlins, and you had 4 days off. I know you didn't want that. What was your major concern for the players in those 4 days? What did you tell them? Did you tell them just to kind of chill? Did you have scheduled workouts? How did you guys handle that? What was your concern?
We did. We had formal scheduled workouts. We gave them the Friday off, which was, you know, the first day of the break, and we had formal workouts. We played inter squad games. We brought some people up from Fredericksburg to have the bodies to play a full inter squad. Guys got their work in, and you know, we told the guys that you know, this is how we're gonna have to play this season. It's you know, each and every day is going to be a challenge to keep our focus, and I think the team that prepares themselves the best, that keeps their people the healthiest, and keeps their mind on baseball is going to have the best chance to go deep into the playoffs this year. So we told them, off the field, keep doing what you're doing. We've been very due diligent with what we're doing and how we're watching our players and how they're conducting themselves. You know, they're all in on this thing to stay safe and to win, and that's what this season is all about. Keep our players healthy, their families, our staff is the utmost importance, and that's our priority. And to get them in shape to play baseball games, like I said, which is a challenging thing. Also, when you have spring training, then you stop, then you have spring training 2.0, then you get into a couple of handful of games, you try and get yourself a rhythm, and then all of a sudden, you know, you have 4 days off again, ramp up again. Those things are indicative to the players getting injured. So we have to really be careful with them. That's why Juan didn't play yesterday, his first game back when he was eligible, because we have to make sure that these guys they want to play. They're chomping at the bit to play, but we have to make sure their body, their arms, their legs, everything is ready to play, and so we have to be careful with them.
And it's just a trust thing, Mike, right, with your team, because I'm sure Mattingly trusted that his guys would be smart and wouldn't go out. I don't even know how they contracted it. There was rumors that they went out to a club. Who knows? The Cardinals, there was rumors they went to a casino. Who knows? But you just got to trust that you got to trust Andrew Stevenson isn't going to go out, right, and go to a bar. That's what it comes down to, doesn't it?
Well, I think you do. You have to have great trust in your team. You have to make sure that we all have our focus in on winning, and winning means staying healthy and doing what you're supposed to do. And, you know, we've kind of put our lives on hold here for 3 months. It's like you're going to be away from your families for 3 months. There's not many, if any, families are with these players now here in D.C. They won't be with us on the road. We're going to be in our own self-induced bubble, if you will, to make sure that we keep everybody healthy and on the field and keeping them safe. And that's our main goal right now. And yes, you do have to trust each other. And it only takes one, and the weakest link could be the one that's most costly. So this is a team thing. It's a leadership thing. We have to lead by example. We have to make sure that everybody's doing the right thing. And these players, they have to police themselves. And I know that in this clubhouse and on this team, the leadership group has talked hours on end about what we have to do to stay on the field, and I would guarantee you that no team's impervious of getting this thing or accidentally contracting the virus and spreading around, but we feel that if you take care of each other and take care of yourself and make everybody accountable, it really is much more difficult to get this thing throughout the clubhouse.
Joined by Mike Rizzo, president of baseball ops, general manager of the Washington Nationals, who improved to 4-4 last night with the win. As we go in the clubhouse with Mike Rizzo, presented by Burke and Herbert Bank, where banking is just better. This may seem like a silly question, but in the world of hockey, Ilya Samsonov on the Capitals, their goalie, is out because he had an ATV accident. And I'm not likening what Juan Soto did to riding an ATV, but as a GM, do you mind when Soto is dancing on top of the dugout, or do you worry?
Well, if it was raining out like it was later on in that game, I'd probably be a little bit more worried. But I love the energy and the exuberance of a young player that's totally into his team and wants to see his fellow teammates excel. So I'm going to give him a pass on that. But it's like everything else. You have to be careful and be smart and. Be yourself, but be it carefully.
All right, so can you give us an update on Strassi? Max obviously goes tonight. Can we expect to see Strassi pitch this week?
We're gonna find out a lot about Strassi today. He's going to throw against live hitters for the first time in a week. So we'll see how he feels, and after today, we'll have a real good gauge on when he's going to pitch, and we'll make a decision on the upcoming rotation.
How do you feel so far about Carter Kieboom? He had an error yesterday. It was kind of a tough hop there.
That was a tough
third
play.
Base.
Yeah.
What do you think of his start so far?
Well, I think he's improved greatly. I think that he's a work in progress at third base. I think the ball that you're referring to, they gave a hit on it. It was a hook in line drive, but he did make an error on that slow roller that he made a really nice play on.
Yeah.
But the runner went from second to third, so they had to give an error on it. So he's improved greatly on defense, and offensively, we feel good about him. He sees a lot of pitches. He's got a good feel for the strike zone, and he's got great hands with the bat. So we've always felt good about that. He's really making great strides defensively, going to be a heck of a player for us for a long time, so we feel good about him.
Yeah, I mean, he's hitting .417 now. I mean, he's getting on base.
He's getting on base. He's having good at bats, and batting average at this point can be deceiving.
Correct.
Howie coming into the game last night was hitting probably the hardest 175 that you could possibly hit. So yeah. uh, and a couple of hits fell for him yesterday. But yeah, he's got good at bats. He's seeing pitches. He's spinning on some really tough pitcher's pitches, and he's getting his hits. So we like the way he looks now at the plate, and really improving on defense. Hardworking kid, great baseball IQ. So he's a guy that we have high hopes for.
You know, I was telling the boys at the start of the show, watching that game, I watched about through the fifth inning, and Corbin, now he got into a little bit of trouble in the fourth, where he gave up two there. But especially to lefties, he does such a good job of hiding the ball, and his slider is just devastating, as you know. I mean, it was a wipeout last night, especially to lefties. I mean, it's got to be so difficult to pick that up out of his hand, because he does such a good job of hiding it. And that's the one thing that really struck me.
Yeah, he's really, really tough against lefties. His splits are good. He gets lefties and righties out. You know, he can bury that slider into righties, you know, their back foot, and kind of slurve it away from them against lefties. So, you know, he's got a sneaky good fastball that he can run it up to 95, 96 when he has to. He's at 88, about 92 right now. So he's still building arm strength and durability. He went over 100 pitches, I think, yesterday. So yep, he's well on his way. But he's a guy that that has about four different breaking balls. He can throw them at different speeds, at different angles, at different pitch paths. So he's a very deceptive guy. He's a swing and miss guy, and he loves to compete, and to throw him in there with those right-handers, I think is a good mix for us, and it gives the other teams a lot to prepare for when they come and play us.
All right, Mike, we'll talk to you next week. Continued success, and we'll talk to you soon. Thanks, pal.
Thanks, guys. Thanks for having me.
All right,
that's Mike Rizzo, president of baseball ops, GM of the Nationals, as we go in the clubhouse, presented by Burke and Herbert Bank, where banking is just better. In Burke and Herbert Bank, they want you to bank on the cycle during tonight's game. Carol Cook from Alexandria has the chance to win $100,000 if any Washington baseball player hits for the cycle. No cycle? She still gets a $100 gift card courtesy of Burke and Herbert Bank. Enter for your chance to win during next Wednesday's game. Get your details at thefandc.com/contest.
So Carol Cook has a serious sweat on today's Nats game. Good for her.
Coming up next, the PGA Championship is underway tomorrow. Tiger Woods returns to try and win another major. We'll get into that next with Steve Sands from the Golf Channel here on the Junkies.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Welcome back. Junkies on 106.7 The Fan. We are live on NBC Sports Washington. If you missed our interview with Mike Rizzo, the Nats GM, you can always hit that rewind feature on the radio.com app. It's fantastic. Download the app, select our station, and you can go back in time. All right, do we have Steve Sands from the Golf Channel on with us?
Yes, sir.
What's up, Steve?
Stevie.
Fellas, how are you? How was Rizzo, man? Are we up on the Nats or what?
Yeah, he's great as always.
You know, the team's always turning it around.
Always positive.
Awesome.
How's awesome. Mr. Sands doing? I feel like it's been eons since we've talked to one Steve Sands.
Yeah, I was saying early in the show, Steve, I could be wrong on this, but I don't think you've worked since the restart, since the COVID hit.
Yeah, it's been brutal, man. I hate myself. Can you imagine what my family thinks of me? God almighty. It's time to get out of the house.
I mean, what have you been doing?
I know you went to
Ocean City at least for a week, maybe a couple, but other than
probably
that.
Have been enjoying too much, considering my shorts don't fit as well as they used to before the summer started.
Right. So do we even know when you're going to be on the schedule again? I know it's kind of been weird.
Yeah, we're going to travel again in a couple of weeks. It's such a bizarre time, obviously. I watch you guys all the time, trying to deal with all your guys' logistics. We pick it up again in a couple of weeks at the BMW Championship, the Tour Championship, the Safeway Open, the U.S. Open. So we've got a good stretch coming up in a couple of weeks.
Okay, so we will see you in a few weeks.
Yes. Yeah, I'll be out there. In fact, I'll be in the studio. I haven't done it in years. I hope I remember how to do it. I'll be anchoring Golf Central the week of the Northern Trust in a couple of weeks. So I'll be in studio and then go out on the road for four straight weeks. So a good stretch coming up. I'm looking forward to it.
So what you're telling me is the Starboard's take is going to go down in a little bit. When you leave Dewey Beach, you leave Monty behind.
Right.
I may or may not have left a few oranges back there in Sussex County. Yeah.
I'm sure you have.
Love Monty. Love the Starboard. It was a great summer. It just was bizarre, man.
Yeah.
We need to get back to some normalcy, fellas.
I'm in, bro. Well, it won't be normal this week. It's a PGA Championship, but with no fans. Tiger actually talked about it. He was asked by multiple people in that kind of the Zoom presser he had yesterday, what he expects. He said it's just the great unknown. You know, most of these players feed off the energy. I'm sure they're happy they don't have to deal with the players and the pro-ams and all that, or the fans and the pro-ams and all that stuff. But on a Sunday at a major, I'm sure Tiger, he kind of just feeds off of that. But this is Harding Park. This has a little history. The President's Cup was there 10 years ago. They had the match play there 5 years ago. Rory won it there. But the temperature is going to be a lot different. It's not even going to reach 65 degrees, I don't think. It's not going to reach 70. They've been playing in 95-degree heat or hotter the last few weeks. What do we expect from this course?
You know, I think that the golf course is going to play a little bit softer. And wet and damp, and there's going to be fog, there's going to be cool temperatures, that marine layer. If there's no wind and that fog and that marine layer stays in there, the wind would blow that out. I think the scores are going to be pretty low for a major championship. I think they're not going to beat up the golf course, but I think the scores will be low because they're just too good to play when there's no wind. And if the wind kicks up, however, then Harding Park will sharpen its teeth quite a bit. So the cool temperatures will affect a lot of guys, and most notably it'll affect Tiger. With that bad back, he needs that 95 heat and humidity way more than he needs cool, damp, cold, low 60s type of weather.
Yeah.
So we'll have to wait and see if he can handle four straight days of that.
Say, Steve, for somebody that doesn't follow golf as closely as Jason or as you, I'm hearing all about Bryson DeChambeau. He crushes the ball, right? But is it significantly different than the other guys? Like, is Bryson out driving these guys by 20 yards? What's the difference?
Oh, yeah. More than that.
Absolutely. Rory McIlroy pounds a golf ball. I mean, pounds a golf ball. And he was with DeChambeau, I don't know, a few weeks ago somewhere. And he couldn't believe where Bryson was putting the golf ball. And the reason he's doing that is he's a scientist. You know, there are two types of athletes on the PGA Tour. There are artists and there are scientists. That doesn't mean that Bryson doesn't have a feel for the game. It just means that the way he goes about his business is let's put it as far out there as possible and have wedge in my hand and see if I can score better. And so far, so good. I mean, he had a win earlier this summer at the Rocket Mortgage. He was the talk of the tour for a while, but there's no debate on what he's trying to do. He's gained a ton of weight, ball speed, swing speed. and that golf ball is flying off his driver.
So let's say this, Steve. If I'm watching the PGA Championship and he's paired up with Tiger, and it's a drivable hole, they both use driver, both of them hit it down the fairway, how much further ahead is Bryson DeChambeau versus Tiger Woods?
Well, the way Tiger hits it now, I mean, he could literally be 70, 80 yards beyond Tiger. Now, Tiger doesn't take a rip at it the way he used to, like he did in 2009 at the President's Cup when he was, you know, leading the Americans to another victory. But Tiger is not a guy who bunts it out there. By no means. He can hit it, but and Bryson absolutely destroys it.
Well, look, I mean, he's averaging 329. That's an average, and he's first on tour in driving distance. But and I'll say this: he was the talk of the tour for a month, and he did win, and he was unbelievable. He was the best player on tour in the world for that month. But that style of play has gotten him into trouble on tougher courses, and we've seen that. We saw it at Muirfield when they had the Memorial. It was a much tougher course. And we saw it last week. He tends to, yes, he's going to rip. He's going to hit it 380, but if he's going to reach water because he's not that accurate. And he's going to be in the rough. He's going to be behind trees. It's going to get him in trouble, and it has the last couple weeks.
Yeah, I agree. There are a lot of dog legs at TPC Harding Park, a lot of left to rights, a lot of right to lefts. And he's going to try to attack it, hit it over the trees, and land it softly in the fairway. If you're in the rough this week, you're going to have a difficult time. It's going to be damp. It's going to be wet. It's going to be thick rough. Now, that's going to help the power players because the stronger you are, the better you can negotiate out of that rough. But if Bryson is accurate, Jason, look out.
Look out.
If he's accurate, he's going to have a lot of scoring opportunities.
We're joined by Steve Sands, anchor reporter for the Golf Channel. Koepka and JT are the chalk at this point. Give Junk's producer Drab T-shirt, who loves long shots, give us a dark horse for Drab T-shirt to throw a few shekels on this week.
You know, I think if you're going to go off the board, I would say take a look at a guy like Tyrrell Hatton. He's an English guy who's won before on the PGA Tour. Is tough, man. He plays a very, very good game for TPC Harding Park. And considering where he's from, he knows the conditions of cool, damp, cloudy type of weather. I think if I was going to go off the board, I would go this guy named Tyrrell Hatton. I also think that Henrik Stenson, even though he's a world-class player, I don't think he's one of the favorites this week. And I think Henrik Stenson, the way he hits a golf ball, is a great way to play TPC Harding Park. There are so many people who can win this week. It's one of the fascinating things about TPC Harding Park. I do think it's going to be a chalk type of week. I do think it's going to be the cream rising to the top. I don't think it's going to be an off-the-board play. But you never know out there. But all styles can win out there. However, this week in particular, I think it's going to be a power player.
So Stenson, by the way, 70-1. Hatton is 45-1. I'll give you one. I'm kind of surprised it's this high, but Danny Berger's 40-1.
Yeah.
And he played his ass off on the weekend this past week.
Yeah, he's a good player. He's won a couple times in Memphis, very comfortable there. I had him in the pool last week, actually.
So did I.
But nice backdoor second place for Daniel. You know, Daniel's another guy. He's a tough customer, man. He's a good kid and really tough. I would expect him to play well this week as well.
Hey, Steve, is a country club guy like Jason Bishop, is he going to be able to stomach and watch the PGA being held at, God forbid, a municipal course?
Oh, yeah, well, Jason, as we all know.
Well, so is Pebble, by the way.
Jason's a very hoity-toity type of guy. He'll probably wear his pastel colors and tucked-in shirt and belt on the couch while
my loafers.
He'll have to stomach it. 2 years in a row, the PGA is being played at a municipal golf course. Bethpage Black last week and last year, and now here we are in San Fran at Harding Park. I think Jason's going to have to rough it this week. He'll be all right.
I'm going to rough it. So. Golf is just so.
You're the man of the people, man.
Yeah,
man of the
correct.
People.
Golf is so fickle, as you know. And, you know, Rahm looked unbelievable at the Memorial. The fact that he was, I don't know what he finished at, 12 under. I was talking to Denny McCarthy. He said he
You're
couldn't.
You're talking about John Rahm, right? Not
John
Rahm, the card counter.
Not Rahm, the card counter. John Rahm. He texted me. Denny McCarthy texted me. He goes, you have no idea how good that number is. So Rahm was unbelievable. He just blew everyone away on a really difficult golf course. And then he sucked last week. Koepka sucked for about a month, and he was awesome last week. Hit it in the water on 18. I know he probably still doesn't win, but and then you got JT. Bones comes back for one tournament, and Bones caddies for him for one tournament. He wins. So Bones or Thomas and Rahm and Rory and Koepka are the favorites. Do you think that Justin Thomas kind of just carries over the momentum from last week and is definitely in the mix on Sunday?
100%. By the way, Bones is caddying for him again this week. He's hit the COVID lottery right now.
Yeah, he has. I think
at the end of the day, Koepka's going to win his third straight PGA Championship. Wow. I think Justin Thomas is going to be there. McIlroy won the match play at Harding Park in 2015. You know, John Rahm coming off that win a couple of weeks ago. I just think it's one of those weeks. You guys know me well. I'm not a big chalk guy.
Yeah.
But I don't know how you can go away from those four guys this week. It just seems ripe for them to win this week in San Fran.
And then of course we just talked about Bryson and DJ. DJ shoots 80 every round like 2 weeks ago, and then all of a sudden he's in the mix. I mean, it's been a weird year.
Oh, it's been a weird year for everything, hasn't it? I mean, Dustin Johnson, it's his first major without the beard. He shaved his beard the other day. Nobody could recognize him. I don't know. I don't know why I don't love Dustin this week. There's no reason to. The guy's an absolute fabulous player, and he can certainly overpower TPC Harding Park. I don't think DeChambeau holds it together at a major just yet. The way he's playing over the course of four consecutive days. So I'm going to take DeChambeau off that list.
Yeah.
But certainly Dustin Johnson or Bryson could have a chance to win. There's no question about it. They're obviously great, great players. I'm stuck on Koepka. He just rises to the occasion at these big events, and I think he's going to be there again this week.
So if I gave you Thomas, Rahm, Rory, and Koepka, you get those four. And I took the rest of the field.
You can have it.
Really? Maybe we have to work something out there.
I'm happy to. Text me whatever you want. How about dinner at Fausto's next summer?
Ooh, no.
Perfect.
No, it's just Venmo. It's whatever Venmo you
want. Oh, come on. Do a dinner bet.
A dinner bet? I'll probably never see
Venmo.
The guy.
Yeah, I don't even know what Venmo is. The last time I saw Jason in person and not with that smiling face with that hat he always wears with the big Y from Yale, like he's ever gone to Yale in his life on TV. I saw him at the Senior PGA Championship in Northern Virginia.
At Trump.
That's the last time I saw. I wasn't going to mention his name, but yeah, I saw you at that golf course. Yeah,
I was following Tom Watson.
By the way, what is the Steve Sands favorite for the next name of the Washington football team?
Yes, good question.
Oof. You know, at the end of the day, I think he's going to go with Warriors. But, you know, I think he likes the alliteration. I think he likes the whole vibe of that. I don't know. I don't really care. I mean, I'm fine with Red Tails, Red Wolves, or Warriors. Mess it up. I really don't. I actually kind of like the HTTR theme. I like the Red Tails. It checks a lot of boxes. It honors a lot of great, great people. And it keeps the HTTR. Or you just wipe the slate clean and go with something completely different. But if they want to have a little bit of a link to the past in that HTTR, it seems like Red Tails would be the play.
Steve, always appreciate
I don't really care. I just don't want him to mess it up, and I'm sick of our football team and our city being an embarrassment. Hopefully they're going in the right direction with all facets of their business.
Hey, you might get Alex Smith back on the field.
He's not going to pass a football physical.
I'm kind of with you on that. He's a wonderful guy.
He's a wonderful guy. It's a great story, but it's one thing to do what he's doing now, and it's another that football physical that you have to take in the NFL. You think he's going to pass that? I don't know. That's a tough spot.
I doubt it. Highly doubt it.
Steve, appreciate the time. Steve Sands from the Golf Channel. Always love talking to you. Thanks, pal.
See you, Stevie.
Right, so go Caps. Go Nets.
Yeah, man. Steve Sands coming up next. We can make our official PGA Championship picks before the tournament. Welcome back. Junkies on 106.7 The Fan. We are live.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Live on NBC Sports Washington, as always, brought to you by our friends at Crop Metcalf. Yeah. So we said that we're going to make our PGA Championship picks. Not really sure what Jason was doing asking each of us for our street.
Well, I was doing it was kind of my version of doing a random draft order instead of picking numbers. I had to do it on the fly, so I did it based on the streets that we live on, alphabetical order. So whoever lived on the street with the lowest or earliest letter in the alphabet.
Get it alphabetical.
Yeah.
Did an alphabetical order. All right, who's involved in
how did you not know that?
Championship pool?
It's JP Cakes, me, Valdez Cahill, and of course Anna. And she'll have the sixth pick, by the way. We're doing $5 a person, and if there's no winner, it carries over to the U.S. Open.
Does her street start with the letter Z, or you just gave Anna the sixth pick?
No, because she called in late, so she gets the sixth pick. We're going to take two players, and Cahill, since you live on Cable something Drive.
Oh, yeah.
Tom Cable Drive.
My address.
Right. You get the first pick.
Well, I don't like Brooks, so he's safe. I'm going to go with my fellow Sun Devil, John Ram.
Right, John Ram, all right.
He's doing a different bit.
You do a different bit. I'll take the overwhelming favorite at number two.
Played like a 12 handicap last week.
I'm going to take my man Brooksy. Brooks Koepka off the board.
All right, Cakes takes Koepka. All right, so that leaves me. I will take JT. JP, you have the fourth pick.
I'll take Tiger Woods.
Donate.
Blown your pick.
Oh, okay. He only won a major last year as the best player of all time.
And that means what? All right. So Valdez is up to five.
I'm going
to
take Silly Bryson.
Donating. All right. You get two picks, Anna.
All right, boys. So I'm going to go with JT with Bones on the Bag.
I already picked him.
Already taken.
Good listener.
Are you okay?
Jason picked him. Sorry. Yeah, I'm on it. All right. Give me DJ and give me Rory.
Rory lasts till the seventh pick. All right. So, Valdez, you're up again.
Give me Xander.
All right. So, JP.
I wasn't paying that much attention, so maybe he was selected, but I'm going to take Patrick Blank Timmer.
Reed?
Yes. Patrick Reed Timmer.
I had to think about it.
Not Cantlay Timmer.
I was thinking Cantlay. All right, I'm taking Webb Simpson. Who's two? Cakes, second pick.
Let's see. I'm going to go with Matthew Fitzpatrick.
Fitzy. They call him Fitzy.
Is Kenny Kim texting you?
Probably. He is not. I never heard of that guy.
All right. Cahill, your last pick.
All right. I am going to complete the Grand Slam with Jordan Spieth.
Donating.
I saw a headline.
Yeah, what was the headline?
Why is no one talking about Jordan Spieth?
Not a great headline.
Well, all right. So it's $5 a man, and Drab wants to carry it over. I wanted to do total aggregate score, so there's actual a winner, but we're not going to do that. We'll carry it over. So those are the picks.
Holy crap. What happened to Justin Speed? So I don't follow golf.
Jordan Speed.
Sorry, I don't know.
I don't follow golf. And I just looked up the world
Anna
rankings.
Anna's just mocking you.
Yeah, he's mental.
Yeah, he's poopy.
I don't see him in the top 100.
He's mental. He's been
Is he
playing
not
better.
In the top 100?
He dipped to about 60. I think he's in the top 100, yeah.
Yeah,
he's got
he
his game back.
Oh, there it is, 62. 62. Yeah.
He's just been mental for the last few years. All right, so there we go. So we all have a little extra interest.
All right, so I've got Patrick Reed and Tiger Woods.
Yes, Richie.
Two Americans.
Yes.
You got the Nike boys.
I wanted to bring up the story, which I just saw, which could affect all of us who have kids in college. A Yale student has filed what potentially could be a class action suit claiming the Ivy League school. He wants a refund of tuition, claiming that they're charging full tuition.
Yes, they
are. But he's not taking any classes in person. It's all online. Mm-hmm. And I think that's a great point.
There's a lot of
right? All of our kids. I mean, are going the ones that are in college. So, Cakes, you have one now in medical school. I guess you don't have any in college, right?
My daughter's
actually,
going to college
she's
this fall.
So start
she's going to Maryland.
Year. Yeah. So if they have online classes, it's not the same as in-person learning. And yet, I don't know if this is the case in all the schools. It seems like everybody's just charging the same tuition.
Yeah, it appears that way.
I think there are some schools that are cutting it by 10%. Not the Ivy Leagues, obviously, because the Ivy Leagues can say, all right, next man up. You want to withdraw or transfer? Go ahead. Someone else will take it. But there's also a student from Drexel who is suing the school because I don't think they've cut their tuition. I can see it. Virginia Tech's not cutting it, but I'm not going to file a lawsuit.
This student, though, but you can maybe glom on to a class action suit, says his lawyers are seeking class action status so they can represent other students. The lawsuit was filed in U.S. District Court in New Haven. Now, the university believes that it's a baseless claim, and they intend to mount a vigorous defense. But, a lot of people feel like it's not the same. Even if you're sending your kid to Virginia Tech.
Yeah.
She's going to Virginia Tech, but if she's taking classes online, she's just in her hotel room or dorm room, wherever the heck she's staying.
She's in an apartment. She's not in a hotel room. But she's now – it's scheduled to be 2 in-person classes and 3 online. Okay, now that can change any day. You know, if all these kids get back to Blacksburg and there's these outbreaks, obviously they'll shut it down and go all virtual. But I'm hoping that it stays that way. At least she can walk around campus a couple days a week.
Yeah, Kelsey right now will have a maximum of 1 class in person. How about Juliet, Cakes?
I think it's 1 – in person and the rest online at this point. The majority will be online, at least for the first like semester.
Yeah, I'm not saying she's missing out on that much, but I can tell you this. I was a freshman at the University of Maryland way back in 1988.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, part of being a freshman was walking around from building to building.
Right.
I did a lot of walking to get to the classes.
Sure. And it's part of the college experience.
Now you can just wake up, stay in your room, turn on the computer.
Yeah, it's screwed
that
up.
That seems pretty depressing.
It's a screwed up situation.
You know what it sounds like? What we're doing every day.
I understand.
I would love for Virginia Tech to send an email saying, all right, we're going to hook you. We're going to give you back 10%, which would be, I don't know, $2,000, $2,500.
That would be nice.
But they're not going to.
Nope. You gotta win the golf pool to make some extra cash.
That's right. I got to win the golf pool to make, what, $30 or whatever.
Exactly.
I don't know. I think that it's not a baseless claim. Like for Yale to say this is a baseless claim, I don't agree with that. Do you believe that the education our kids are getting online is equivalent to in-person classes?
Of course it's not.
Or
of course it's not.
You could win the golf pool. You could scoop bounties at the Cakes Classic tonight. If you take mine, it's $300. Or you could have invested in Novavax back in the day. It's up $30 today.
it's almost $200 a share.
It's $186 a share.
It's ridiculous.
Novavax, Apple, Facebook.
I'm so bitter.
The list goes on and on.
I'm so bitter.
Invested in maybe a ton of money. Sam Adams.
Why didn't I buy 5,000 shares of Novavax.
I'm with you.
I can tell you why, because if I did, because I can tell you why, because if I did buy that, it'd be at, you know, 46 bucks right now.
Right. It would have plummeted.
Because that's what happened with ICPT. I got screwed.
I do need to thank Paisanos as always. Customer Appreciation Month is extended into August. Choose between pizza, salad, and sandwiches for only $7, courtesy of Paisanos. We're out of here. Grant and Danny next on The Fan.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.